Sylvia, who's calling us from Arlington.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
You are one amazing man, and you have really made my world better. I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to let you know that. I want to ask you a question. I was talking with my brother last night. He has acid reflux, but he takes medicine for his reflux, but he says the acid comes up into his throat and affects his vocal cords where it closes off, and then he panics. He can't breathe. He can't breathe. So I told him, I said, I listen to Dr. Wright every Saturday. I said, I'm going to call him and ask him. So what do you think, doctor?
I think it's still the same problem, ma'am. There's that publication from 1980 by Professor Giles from over in the UK where he very carefully used different concentrations of hydrochloric acid to touch the valve between the esophagus and the stomach. And what he found was if the acid was weak, the valve would not close. And the stronger that acid, yes, and the stronger that acid got, the more the valve did close. So this whole piece of blank that we've been sold by the patent medicine companies to block all acid because we're making too much and it's coming back through the valve is just, as my Italian grandmama would say, Bologna. It's worse than that, actually. But because this the Dr. Giles found that the more acid there is, the better the valve closes. Now, there's a whole book on this called What? Yes, there's a whole book on this called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. It's still on the market. It was published in 2001, but so many people have bought it that they just keep publishing it. So you might want to hand that one to your brother or whomever it is. But here's the thing, ma'am. He's got a fairly severe case now, and it's coming up a lot further than many people do. So the first thing to do, or think about doing, is getting a product with which I am not associated called Refluxin, R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N. Now, Refluxin, Refluxin, just reflux with an I-N after it, is a totally natural combination of things. It comes in tablets. After every doggone meal, we have to chew up anywhere from 2 to 4 of them. Won't hurt a thing. It's totally natural. And has no poisons in it. I know there's some natural poisons. Okay, and you do it right after the meal. Now, what that refluxin does, it forms a raft that floats on top of whatever food we put down there so that even the little bit of acid that we've got, and we always have less than we should have, less than optimal, won't reflux back through that refluxin. And he might be going to more of those. You cannot hurt yourself with the reflux and stuff, and you take it after every meal. Okay, now that stops the acid from coming back, but the longer range solution is to find out, okay, exactly how much acid is my stomach producing anyway, and to do that, we have to be off all the acid-controlling patent medicines, and there's a test that tells you, oh my goodness, you're down to no acid at all. That doesn't sound like that, but you can also be down to 80% or 60% or 40% or 20%. And that allows us, right there, it allows us to say, well, it looks like you need this much more additional hydrochloric acid with meals. Now, of course, if I had that acid reflux that bad, I'd be a little dubious about taking hydrochloric acid, even though it is, as that book will tell you, the remedy. But so what I do is I start with the reflux and make sure I've got it under control with that, and then check with a physician skilled in natural medicine who could do the stomach acid testing for you. And unfortunately, it is only done at Tahoma Clinic, nowhere else throughout our region.
I know that.
Get that stomach acid test done. And then if it's positive, which it very likely is, then the sequence would be, I'm going to eat breakfast and lunch, or whatever it is, and then I'm going to take my hydrochloric acid right after, and then I'm going to chow down on a bunch of refluxin until I get it right so it doesn't reflux back.
Okay, because I was looking on, remember, I order from you quite often, and I was just looking on what could I order or what, but first I thought, I better call a doctor and find out exactly what I need.
Well,
and
start with
most
helpful. You're welcome, ma'am, and start with that reflection stuff, and sounds like he needs to check with somebody to get his tummy acid checked.
Okay, perfect. And God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, ma'am.